Radio.
When you read through the scriptures, you notice that Jesus, after a while, when you read through them, has performed many, many miracles. But some of the religious leaders demanded yet another extraordinary sign to validate his ministry. And today we see that Jesus was so annoyed by the harshness of their hearts that he rebuked them and told them that he would give them nothing except the sign of Jonah. But what is the sign of Jonah, and how did Jesus fulfill it? Jonah had proclaimed to the Ninevites, an ungodly people who routinely terrorized the neighboring nations, that their sins had placed them under God's judgment. Hearing Jonah's message, the Ninevites repented immediately, and God forgave them and turned away his wrath. Jonah's amazement at this is understandable. Why should God have been so merciful toward a group of pagans who had never ever recognized his authority before? But just as God forgave the Ninevites, so he has forgiven each one of us in Jesus. Sometimes I think we're no different to the Ninevites, both in the condemnation we deserved and in the pardon we have received. How deep is the love of our God for us? How wide is his mercy? He offered up his only son just to set us free. Even before Jonah could finish preaching, the Ninevites had repented, peasant and king alike. They took his word seriously, and even more importantly, they took God's word seriously. It was as if the whole city had experienced a massive religious conversion. Well, like Nineveh, our cities and our towns, I think, need revival as well. People need to turn away from all the wrong that we do in our lives and turn towards God once again. This is the major thrust of the new evangelization that both Pope John Paul II, Benedict XVI, and now Francis are constantly reminding us. The call to believe that our Father has the power to work miracles. We need to believe that he can really bring people to repentance and living faith in him. And it's not only that he can do this, but that Jesus wants to do this for each of us. May this sign of Jonah inspire us to pray for conversions, especially for our conversion of our own hearts. May we pray that the new evangelization be an instrument of revival in our world and in the people around us. Father, your mercy is overwhelming. Your kindness is greater than we can grasp. Empower us to love you in return and to become an ambassador of your word and your mercy. Amen.
Radio.org.au